Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to God's Favorite Ministries. I'm your host, Miniature Janice. What a blessing. What a blessing it is to be present. We give God all praise. We give Him all honor. Yes. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. We thank Him today. We thank Him for all His blessings that He has showered upon us. Yes, the blessings that we see, the blessings that we don't see. We just give Him praise. We exalt Him. Oh, yes, yes. We exalt Him because we know that He alone is working it out. He's working it out on our behalf. He's interceding for us. Oh, God, we thank Him. We thank God for Jesus. We thank Him. We thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, we give You all praise. We give You all honor. Yeah, it belongs to You, Master. We are grateful today. We are grateful for everything that You do, for every blessing that You send our way. Every person that You send to us, God, we are just grateful. We are grateful. Grateful for Your many blessings that You have bestowed upon us, God. Yes, we are grateful. We are grateful, God, for having the quiet time that You give us, God. We are grateful, God, for the time that You allow us to have meditations, God. The times that You allow us to seek Your face, oh God, to be in Your presence, Lord. Oh, we thank You, Master. We thank You, God. Oh, God, we are just grateful. We are grateful. And we thank You, Lord, for the opportunity that we can come and we can worship You, God. Worship You, God. Yes, we say hallelujah to You, God. Hallelujah, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. We exalt Your name, Master. We exalt You, God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. Angels, they bow before You, oh God. Heaven and earth, they adore You, oh God. Oh, we just give You praise today. We thank You, God. Yes, we thank You, Lord, for this oxygen that we're actually breathing. We're using it right now. Oh, God, we are grateful to You, God. Yes, we are. We are just grateful, God. We thank You, Master. We thank You. Oh, yes, 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 yes. We are grateful today. We should say hallelujah to You, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes, yes, yes. There's nothing too hard for You. Nothing too hard for You, oh God. Nothing. Nothing too hard for You, God. Nothing is too hard for You, Master. Hallelujah. Oh God, we may have a spirit of heaviness today, oh God. Oh, Master, but there's nothing too hard for You. Nothing, oh, God. Oh, we lift You up, God. We lift You up. We exalt You right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless Your name, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God. We ask, oh, God, for the anointing, oh, God. We know that the anointing, when it comes, it breaks the yokes, God. Oh, yes, it destroys all sickness, all illness, all ill feelings, God. We ask You right now in the name of Jesus, oh, God, to show Yourself, oh, God. Show Yourself, oh, God, to Your people, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we exalt You, Master. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your love, oh God, greater love than no man, oh God. would lay down his life for his friend. Oh, God, we are grateful today, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you for your son, Jesus, oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we are just grateful today. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we thank you, Master. We thank you, God. Truly, we are just grateful, God. We are grateful, Master, for your blessings, oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we are just grateful, God. Master, we just come lifting up families, oh, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we lift up children right now, Master. Oh, God, we lift them up to you, Master. Oh, God. Master, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to touch, God, to touch, Master, that only you can do. Only you can give the touch, oh, God. Oh, Master, it's your touch, oh, God. We seek your touch today, God. We seek your understanding, Master. We seek your love today, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, oh, God. We thank you, God. We thank you for your presence, oh, God. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's the living water, oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name. Bless your name, oh, God. We ask for the refreshing, for the renewing, oh, God. Renew our spirit, oh, God. We need to be renewed, Master. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus. To bring us to your place, oh God. Bring us to your place of God, of healing, Master. Heal us, oh God. Heal our hurts, God. Heal our pains, oh God. Oh, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to look upon the families, oh God, that are in bereavement, those who have lost their loved ones, those who have lost children. Oh God. The children who have lost parents, God, have mercy, God. Mercy, God. Master, we know that mercy would suit these cases, God. And we ask you right now in the name of Jesus for mercy, Lord. Mercy, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God, we praise your name, God. We lift you up, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Master, you said that in Psalms 145, verse 18, you said that the Lord is near to all who call upon him. Oh, God, we're calling on you right now, Lord. Oh, God, we're calling on your touch, God. We need the touch, oh, God. We need you to just breathe on us, God. Master, just breathe on us, oh, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, Master. Glory to your name. We exalt you, God. We exalt you, God. You, oh, God, we exalt you, God. You are great, oh, God. You are great, Master. You are great. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, City of Koshanda, we bless you, Lord. We bless your name, God. Hallelujah. City of Koshanda. City of Koshanda, but City of Koshanda, we bless you, Lord. And we thank you, God. Oh, we thank you for your son, Jesus, who died on that cross, oh, God. He could have came down, but he chose to stay, God. He was obedient, oh, God. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So much is going on, oh God. So much is going on, God. But we know that if we just lean and depend on you, God. Oh, just let us lean and depend on you, God. For you to direct our path, to show us the way, God. Sometimes it seems dark, God. It seems dark. It seems like there is no hope, God. But we know that we have hope, and we put all our trust in you, God. Hallelujah. Help us, God. Help us, Master, to see and understand our way, God. Help us, oh, God. Help us, God, to depend on you, God. Help us, Master. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jehovah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Yeah, we cry holy. Holy God. Holy God. Oh, holy God. You are holy God. You alone are holy God. Oh, God, teach us how to be a holy people, a holy nation, God. Teach us, God. Master, we know that you are the greatest teacher. And we are your people, Lord. And we desire to learn to be more like you, oh God. Help us, God. Help us, oh God. Help us to see our way. Oh, Master, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to touch, God. Touch in a mighty way, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you praise, God. We exalt your name right now, God. In the name of Jesus, yeah, in the precious name of Jesus. We just thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you for your many blessings. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, we thank him for just allowing us to be in his presence. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice. We gonna rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just thank God. We thank God for you. And we are just truly blessed today. We are blessed with the presence of God. Hallelujah. We are blessed. We have smiles on our faces. Hallelujah. We give him all praise and all honor belongs to him. We hear that Psalms 145 verse 18 says that the Lord is near to all who call upon him. All you got to do is call on him. All you got to do is exalt him. All you got to do is say, Jesus, Jesus. All you got to do is say, God. All you got to do is say, my Father. All you got to do is say, Master. Oh, hallelujah. And just sit quiet. And he's going to come. He's going to show up. Because that's what he says. And we trust and we believe what he will do. Yes, he will. He will do it. Just what he said. And we thank God for you again for being present with us. Yes, yes, yes. We are just happy today. And are we looking at someone that's here today? Let's see. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing great, doing great.
We are happy to have you with us.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Glad to be back.
We thank God for you, sister. We didn't know if you needed to share with us or you just want to just sit in or...
Well, y'all keep my family in prayer. This is Pastor Vivian. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just returned about an hour ago. I've been home. My niece lost her husband, which was 34 years old, and they are young people and three young children, so keep them in prayer as they start a new journey. Just believe that God is going to help them to carry on from here. We've given her great encouragement. There comes a time in life for all things. There is a point in life you come to where you have to come to a halt, but don't stop, don't give up, look forward, don't live in the past, but live for the future, because God has greater things. You know, God, there's a purpose and a reason for everything under the sun. And we don't understand some of these things, but we know that God said there is a time to die And so he didn't say whether it would be old or young. He just told us to be ready. So we pray that we that is still alive is still getting our house in order, that we are getting ready to meet the Savior when he calls us and say, come. We pray for, we can't pray for this young man any longer, but we can pray for the family, his mother. He still have some mothers and brother and a sister. He still have a wife and children, grandmothers, uncles, and aunts. So God is calling his people when one go, search your own life and see where you stand in life to make sure that you are ready. Just like God came to get him, he can come and get you. So we must look at things in God's way because we know that death is prevalent and it could be for any one of us next. So keep our hands in God's hand and look to him and look forward to what God has for us now. So keep our family in prayer as they continue to moan this week. Praise God. Hallelujah. Back to you, Minister Janice.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. We will keep them in prayer, and we know that so much is going on, and we know that the importance of family, because we know that God, he knows the importance of family. Yes, if you look all through the Word of God, God has the genealogy set up in place where you would know who was who and who was who all through the Word of God. So family is very important to God. Yes, yes, yes. And we see that we have Sister Peggy. Let's see. She wants to say something with us. Sister Peggy.
Am I on air?
Good.
Hello?
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We are blessed. We are blessed and highly favored. How are you?
Fine, and God's blessing is just to let us know that this is God's favorite radio program with our pastors, Vivian George and our minister, Janice Williams. Isn't that wonderful? That's a great blessing that we have. Two great ladies explaining God's word to us. You may reach us at God's Favorites, Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana 70073. The number is area code 504-347-5797. Sunday nights at 7 p.m. and on Friday nights at 7 p.m., Victorious Living with Minister Janice Williams. Be a great listener. Call this number, 714-409-0578, on Sunday nights at 7 and on Friday nights at 7. Again, that number is 714-409-0578, and you will be blessed. Yes, we have heard some great news today. One of my friends in Honduras has had a stroke and her left arm and left leg cannot be moved. She began to raise the left arm and the left leg today. Isn't that wonderful? God is a miracle-working God. And he's a God that gives us wonderful blessings. Of course, we do have other requests for prayer. Lady down the street that lives on my street, she's had another stroke and we had to take her to the hospital. But God is in charge. And do you know, she came out speaking in tongues. Isn't that wonderful? The doctor says, what kind of language is she speaking? And she looked at him and she says, I'm speaking in God's holy word, God's holy language. And I'm praying for you, Doc. It shocked him. And he says, keep praying. That's all I can tell you. Keep praying. Isn't that wonderful? That when you're coming through a storm, there is a light that will carry you through. It's great to know that God is always on the throne and is always carrying us through regardless of what situation we're in, whether it's a storm or whether it's just our lightness of duty. He will strengthen us, and he will give us the strength to go on. We do have to pray for all of those that's grieving, and we know that they're missing. We just had the neighbor across the street from me just had a nephew that overdosed and passed on, and Sister Vivian's family is going through some hard times too. But God, we have the confidence in him that he will do. He broadens the dimension of our circumstances. This gives us new confidence. He delivers us from preoccupations with others that causes our contentment level to rise. He calms our fear regarding ourselves and our future. This provides a burst of fresh hope on a daily basis. Isn't that wonderful? He provides a burst of fresh hope on a daily basis. Just think when you go to sleep tonight, what can I ask God to help me with? And do you know the morning you will have your answer because he wakes you up with a freshness and he gives us hope to go on each day. And thank you for listening to God's Favorite Radio Program. We do appreciate our pastor, Evangelist Vivian George, and our minister, Janice Williams, for helping and filling in tonight. And guess what God can do for us? We can let others know that God is always there to comfort us, take care of us, carry us through, and he's an everlasting God. He's not one of them that runs behind the bush and hides. He said, let our light shine that others can see that we know him. Isn't that wonderful? Sister Vivian or Minister Janice Williams, whoever's on, God bless you.
Thank you, thank you, and God bless you. Yes, we are truly grateful, Sister Peggy. We want to just move quickly into our lesson. We're going to be talking about water today. Mm-hmm. We enjoy being near water. I know many of us do. We enjoy being out at the beach and even fishing at the pond. We love the ocean. We love the rivers. We love the lakes. Yeah, we love all of that. Those who like to do sailboats or even just take a boat ride, just close your eyes for a minute and just think about water, the waterfall, or even the waves and how it sounds, the sound of relaxation. Yeah, the sound of relaxation, the breeze that actually can calm is so awesome for all of us. It's so awesome, and it can captivate us. Mm-hmm. And bring us to a place of relaxation. Personally, I love to go to the beach and sit and watch others engage in the water. There is something very soothing about water. Something very soothing about water. Yeah, water promotes, it improves your health. Did you know that? Water can improve your health by increasing the oxygen that is needed for the brain. This is when we drink water that we should be drinking every day, how it increases the oxygen brain. And this process can result in increasing our alertness, helping us to be more alert, may even relieve depression. Listen to that. Water. There's a secret to water. Oh, yeah. Can't forget the taste. The taste of water. When we are thirsty, there is nothing that could quench that thirst like the taste of water. Yeah. Water helps our mind. It helps our body. It helps our soul. We need water. If we don't get water, we will dry up and be just like a prune. Isn't that something? Water. Water has been used for the human body to cure ailments. Yeah, like leprosy. Can you imagine that? Leprosy. The droops. The palsies. Just to name a few. Think about that. During the ancient times and in some places today, the hot tubs, the steam houses. Think about that. The spring tubs, the spring beds, I'm sorry, they all exist, and they helped us many times. They're good for the body. The body needs water. Look at a plant. Yeah, just look at a plant or a flower, and if they don't get enough water, you can come back the next time and see that they have dried up and they've died. That's the importance of having enough water. Well, let's just look on the spiritual side of water. Yeah, there's another side to water, and this side is the spiritual side. So let us just look at water, the water that refreshes also, the water that once we taste, it will no longer desire, we will no longer desire to be without this water. Yeah, we will no longer desire to be without it. Yes, it just so happened to take on an object. It can be an object. It could be a singular. It could be a pronoun. When we use him, so often we refer to a man or a boy or a male animal. But in this particular piece, we're talking about him, and him is the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Yeah. Turn with me to 1 John 14 and 26. That's 1 John 14 and that's verse 26. And we're talking about the spiritual water. We're talking about the comforter. Yeah. The comforter. And how the comforter comes and what he, the supplies that he brings. He brings supplies. He don't just come empty-handed. He comes with a lot of gifts, a lot of packages. Yeah. It says here in 26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring, look at that, he's bringing all things to your remembrance. He's going to remind you. So he's going to bring something. That's what I just said. He's bringing some gifts. Yeah, he's bringing some things to us. The Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach us, all of us, including me. Yeah, and he's going to remind us of everything that has been said to us. Isn't that something? For those of you who claim that I'm getting old and I forget, hey, not the case here. For those of you who say you can't remember what happened last year, 2 years ago, hey, not the case. The Holy Spirit, yeah, he's going to remind you. Yeah, yeah. And how are you going to get this to happen? How will this happen to you? We're talking to the believers in Christ. We're talking to those who have accepted the gift. Didn't I say he's bringing gifts? The gift of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. See, when you accept this gift, when you accept this water, yeah, it comes with some special items. And one of the items that we just said was remembrance. Yeah. No longer will you forget. Yeah. The Holy Spirit is going to be there to remind you. Yeah. Thank God. Thank God. Turn with me to John chapter 7 and verse 38. John chapter 7 and verse 38. And it says here, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly, look at that, shall flow rivers. I didn't say a little lake. No, I didn't say a little pond. I said river. And I didn't say one river. I said rivers, more than one, of the living water. Yeah, living. I didn't say this was any dead. I didn't say this was stagnated. I said it's living. So this means it's moving. Yeah, it's not still. It's a moving water. This water is traveling. It's going somewhere. Look at what, right here in John chapter 7, 38. It's going somewhere. Yeah. And it's talking, we're talking here to the believers. We're talking to the believers in Christ because this water is flowing. Mm-hmm. And it desires to teach. Those desires for us are something for us to teach. Yeah. For us to encourage others. Yeah. These are some of the gifts that are coming. Yeah. Teach God's people the word of God. To teach a Bible study class. To teach men how to be men. To teach boys how to be young boys. How to be accountable. To teach women how to be holy wives. Yeah, to teach young girls how to be chaste and wait for their husbands. Ooh, yeah. These are some of the gifts that the Holy Spirit is coming with. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, don't act like, wow, where did that come from? It's been here all along. It's been here all along. Many times we just overlook things. We don't see it. Why? Because the Holy Spirit may not be present. Yeah. But here we just heard that the Holy Spirit is going to bring you memories back to you. It's going to remind you. Yeah. What you heard. It's going to remind us about this day. It's going to remind us about this particular teaching. Yeah. That's who he is. That's what he does. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look in 4, verse 14. I know you're saying, wow, we're in John. We are in John. We are in the book of John. And we thank God. We thank God for John. Yes, we do. John chapter 4 and verse 14 says, whomever drinks of the water that I give him will never be thirsty again. I have my water sitting right here right now. He said, whoever, it doesn't matter what sexual orientation you are, it doesn't matter what race of people you are, he said, whomever, you can be a boy, you can be a girl, you could be a woman, you could be a man, it does not matter. Yes, because he said, whoever. And if we ever take time and look back into the Old Testament, the kings, those who were called, they were called at very young ages, 8 years old, and they sit on thrones. So, hey, you're never too young. You're never too young. Not in God's eyesight. You're never too young. Whomsoever will drink of the water that I will give him, he will never thirst again. Yeah. If anything, you will desire, you will thirst to be in the presence of God. That's where your thirst will go. You desire to be in the presence of an almighty God. Hallelujah. Yeah. You desire to be sitting in a class where you learn more about who God is, what God is all about, what God has for you in your life. Yeah. Yeah. What gifts does God have for you? Yeah. This is where your thirst will go. Your thirst will go into desiring more of him. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. The water that I give will become a spring of water. It will dwelling. It will swell up to eternal life. This taste will be a refreshing taste. Yeah. Nothing sour, nothing hot and bitter. You ever had hot and bitter water? Yeah, hot and bitter and you spit that out? No, this is a water that's refreshing. Yeah, it's refreshing to the taste. Glory to God. And some of the waters today have minerals in it, and you could taste the mineral that's in the water because it's a good water. And the water that is really good is the well water. Well water has always been really good. It's the best water you can ever imagine is the well water. Yeah. Turn with me to 1 John. Mm-hmm. 1 John chapter 5. And go to verse 12 as we continue to talk about the water, the living water. Yes, this is the water that's going to keep us. It has this keeping power. It has the sustaining power. Yes, yes, this is the water that we all need. Glory to God. And 1 John chapter 5, verse 12, it says, he who has the Son has life. Listen to that. If you got the Son, you got life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. Simple as that. We're talking about the living water. We're talking about the water. We're talking about the Holy Spirit this day. Yeah. And this is something that we need. We need to have the Holy Spirit because it's a keeper. It's a guide. Hallelujah. It's a sustainer. People wonder how you could sustain from certain things. I just heard someone say today that somebody was around someone that was using foul language and it was going to see how well they were going to be able to handle that. Well, if you have the Holy Ghost, if you got the living water, if you have the Spirit of God, hey, he has the keeping power. Are you listening to me? He has that power. And he has that power, and he wants to give it to us. Hallelujah. Yeah, he wants to give it to us. Yeah, because he loves us. We are his people, God. We are the sheep of his pasture. Glory to God. Yeah, the life, the living water is the Son of God. Yeah, that is where it lies. It lies within the Son, the Holy Spirit, the living water. The water that will quench that thirst, that desire. You're seeking, you're looking for this, you're wondering where this is. Hey, the Holy Spirit is what you need. He can come in and quench that thirst, quench that desire, bring you to a place where you have learned how to be content. Whatever state, whatever's going on, you're content. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Why are you content? I'm content because I know the Lord. Hey, I know him. I know the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. He dwells in me. Him, I said, he dwells in me. Yes, the Holy Spirit is a male. Glory to God. We say him. He's a male, and he dwells in us. He wants to keep us. He wants to have us where we are sustained. Yeah. Glory to God. Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 12, and we're going to go to verse 3. Isaiah chapter 12. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. And we want to keep in, remember what Minister Vivian was saying about the families. We got to keep them lifted in prayer. Mm-hmm. In prayer. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 3 says, with joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. Listen to that. So simple. So simple. With joy. Now, what is joy? What is joy? Joy is, for me, when I'm here, I can have church all by myself. I don't need nobody to pump me up. I can go before the Lord. I can get in his presence with praise and thanksgiving. Glory to God. All by myself. Yeah, and I have joy. Oh, the joy of the Lord is where my strength lies. The joy of the Lord is where my peace is. The joy, yeah. When the enemy comes, I have joy. I have peace. Yeah, I trust him. I trust him even though I can't see him all the time, but I know he's there. I know it within myself. Glory to God. The Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit. That's the water that we're talking about. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The well of salvation is where we, the believer in Christ, wants to go. We want to go, and we want to get filled. We need to be filled. Hallelujah. We need a refill. Refill. Glory to God. Yeah. Once we get the fill up, that's what we call it, the fill up. We become happy. We become happy when we get a fill up. Oh, glory to God. When we get the Holy Spirit and we allow him to come in and do the work to bring us to a place called perfection. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, we are happy. We're happy. We're happy in Jesus. Yes, we are. We're happy. Oh, glory to God, because we know he is our Redeemer. Yeah. He said that he would never leave us, nor will he forsake us. He's sending the Comforter to us. Hallelujah. This is the gift that he's sending us. Hallelujah. Yeah. He's gone on, and he's sitting at the right hand with his Father, and he's interceding. He's still sending us gifts, because the interceding, yeah, sustains us down here. It keeps us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, you're listening to what I'm saying. Glory to God. Oh, he loves us. He loves us. Whenever you feel you're all by yourself, you feel like you may be in a state of despondent, yeah, pick up the word. Pick up the word. Pick up the word of God. Turn with me to Ezekiel chapter 36 and verse 25. Ezekiel. Ezekiel. We know that Ezekiel was the prophet, and he would always come to the people and try to get the people to understand what the word of God is saying, what God has in store. He always come to warn them that whatever they're doing, maybe that may not be the right thing. And usually it was not the right thing. And he was always trying to get them to see God, to know God. Yeah, to get to know the true and a living God. He says here, I will sprinkle clean water. Listen to me. Clean water on you. And you shall be clean from all, listen to that, from all your uncleanness, from all your idols, and from all, I will cleanse you. I'm going to cleanse you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah. That's what he's saying here. He said, I will sprinkle clean water. Now, he's talking about the Holy Spirit now. He's talking about the Holy Spirit. This is the Holy Spirit's job. He's going to come in and he's going to wash you. My mother used to say he's going to hose you out with hyssop, clean you up, clean you. Glory to God. Yeah. Hose you out. Yeah. And you'll be white. You're going to be white as snow. You're going to be pure. The way God has intention for you to be. That was the plan, yes, that he had in place for us. Glory to God. He said, I will sprinkle clean water upon you to remove all the evil impurities. Evil impurities. Listen to that. From the idols. From sitting there doing witchcraft, sorcery, all the things that God has told us not to do, he says he's going to come and he's going to clean you up. Yeah. The sprinkle of water is the Holy Spirit. Yeah. That's what the Holy Spirit does. He comes and he washes us. He washes us white as snow. But all we have to do is surrender. Surrender. I surrender. I surrender all. I surrender all to him I owe. I surrender, oh God. I surrender to you, Master. Yeah, I surrender. I surrender this filthy that I carry, all of this junk that I carry. I want to take it off today, and I want to surrender. I want to surrender to you, oh God. I want to get to know you, Master. I want to get to know you. Yeah, and that's what he wants us to say. That's his desire. That's what he wants us to say. We, his people. Glory to God. Turn with me to Revelations 22. In Revelations 22 and 1, the first verse. Revelations, glory to God. Oh, we just bless the name of the Lord. In Revelations 22 and 1, he says, then the angel showed me the river. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, see on this here, I could get in here and shout. I shouted when I was studying it. Yeah, because the reality sets in. Yeah, look at this. Revelation is talking about what we going to see. Those who have come up, those who have endured, those who have been sustained, those who have allowed the Holy Spirit to keep you. Look at this. He said, then the angel showed me the river. Glory to God. The river of water. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at that. The river of water of life, bright as crystal, flowing, just think about it now, flowing through the throne of God, the Lamb's. Hallelujah. You know, I told you about how you, when you get around that water and how it just can relax you and just calm, it brings a calmness to you. Just think about it. Just think about it, how the Holy Spirit does that. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Look. And it says, the holy angel will show me the river of living water, the water that has the healing. Did you hear what I said? It has the healing for the nation. That, yeah, look at that. Shining bright as a dawn. Glory to God. Running through the throne of God and the Lamb. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory to Him. Who sits on the throne. We just lift up our hands and say hallelujah to you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Master. For thinking about us, we were never thinking about nobody else. Thank you, God. Yes, for thinking about us. When we were just stuck in our old selfish ways, God, you were thinking about us. You were thinking about a place where we can go. When it's all over, God. When it's all done, God, you have prepared a place for us. Hallelujah. Oh, Master, we thank you. Yeah, yeah. See, I can get happy by myself. I have the joy. I have this joy. Oh, glory to God. And I carry it with me everywhere I go. Everywhere I go, I carry this joy. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, glory to God. He said that there was no weapon that would be formed against us that's going to prosper. He said that every tongue that rises up in judgment, he will condemn. Why? Because we have the Holy Spirit. We have entrusted it in us. And we're walking. We're walking. We're walking in victory in the Holy Spirit. Yeah. When we allow the Holy Spirit to use us, we can walk in victory. Hallelujah. No weapon will harm us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Revelations 22 and 14. Yeah. Revelations 22 and 14. And it says, blessed are those. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed are those who wash their robes that they may have the right to the tree of life. Listen at that. Now, we hear it so many times. We often heard that the robe, the white robe, that's what we heard. Don't we hear that? The white robe. Look at that. He says, blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may go through the gates into the holy city. Think about that. Think about it. Think about that. So he's saying that, first of all, that you're blessed when you have this opportunity. You're blessed even before you get in. You're blessed because you got to this place. Listen at that. You're blessed. Glory to God. Then you're going to wash your robe. Whose robe? The robes are washed. Mm-hmm. Blessed are those who wash their robes. Yes, yes, yeah. Because your robe is going to be white. It's white. It's a white robe. Yeah. So, I mean, it's clean. Clean. Some of us like to iron out things crispy, crisp, spray starch. Yeah. Just think about it. It's washed and it's white. Mm-hmm. Because you have been redeemed. Glory to God. Think about being redeemed. Think about redemption coming from something and now you somewhere else. Glory to God. Yeah. Coming out of that filth. Yeah. Coming out of all that shame. Glory to God. Standing now where you can be holy and you can be acceptable unto God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just to be in his presence. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, yeah. Oh, you can call on him and you can say, Master, and he will come. Yeah, Master. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yes. Yeah. You'll be able to call on the army of the Lord. The army of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. He will. Yes. We're talking about the Savior of the world. Yeah. Yeah. Who owns everything. Yeah. The cattle's on a thousand hills. They all belong to him. Yes. Yeah. He is the creator. He created everything. In his image, in his likeness, it all belongs to him. And all he wants from us is for us to serve him. Yeah. For us to be doers of his word. Mm-hmm. In verse 15, it says that on the other side, on the other side of that gate, look at that, are the dogs. Those that practice magic, sexual sin, murder, idolaters, and all who love falsehood. Anything that's not true. Yeah, that's where they will be. Now, who wants to be on that side? I don't want to be on that side. I want to be on the side where I'm in the holy city. I want to be in the holy city. I want to be where they say the streets are paved with gold. Didn't they say that? The streets are paved with gold. Yeah. I want to be where we see this tree. Yeah, the tree that has the healing for a nation. I want to be able to see that. I want to be able to see where the water, it will flow. The living water, it flows. Don't you want to be there? Glory to God. Yeah. Don't you want to see that? Don't you want to see the Savior of the world? Hallelujah. Yeah. Don't you want to see Jesus? Yeah. He is our elder brother. Yeah. Glory to God. Oh, yes. Yes, 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 yes. We just thank God. We thank God for this word because we know that his word is true. And the lesson that has been presented to us today is a lesson that speaks about things that are here now and of things to come. And all we have to do as believers in Christ is grab and hold on to these things that I'm talking about. Yeah, the water, the living water, the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Who comes with the gifts. All we have to do is hold on to that. And if any time, at any time, at any place, we feel we can't hold on, we have a Savior that we can go to. And he's willing to hear. He's willing to listen to what we have to say. Not only that, he's willing to give us the strength that we may need to endure whatever it is. He's just that kind of God. Yeah. Because he's merciful. He's loving. Yeah. He's sovereign. Oh, he's a sovereign God. And it's best that we get to know him. Get to know him. Sit down and get an understanding in a Bible study, in a Sunday school. Yeah. Get to know who God is. Get a good Bible so you can get an understanding of what the Word of God is saying to you. Because he's talking to you personally. Yeah. Why? Because he loves you. Yes, 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 yes. Let us bow our heads. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come, Master, thanking you, God. Thanking you for your word, oh God. Asking you right now in the name of Jesus, God, to look upon those families, oh God, who have lost loved ones, Master. Their hearts are broken, God. Oh, Master, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to touch them, God. We know that the children don't understand, God, and they may feel bitter right now, God, but we ask right now in the name of Jesus, Master, that someone that surrounds them will show them love, oh God, that their love right now, oh God, will overshadow all the hurt and pain that they may feel. We ask right now in the name of Jesus that someone, oh God, will come around, that you will send them, oh God, someone who will be able to strengthen them and hold them up, God. Hold up this mother, God. Hold up, oh, Master, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to help her, oh God. To let her know, God, that she can lean on you when she can't lean on anybody else. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus to bless all the listeners, God, when they go in and when they come out, oh God. To bless them when they sit down and when they rise up every day, God. We ask that you bless them going in and coming out. Oh, you right now in the name of Jesus. And bless their seed, God. Oh, Master, look upon the seed, God. We ask you right now in the precious name of Jesus. We're going to give you all praise. We're going to give you all honor. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen. And we know that next week, Friday, Victorious Living from 7 to 7:30. Mm-hmm. And again, God's Favorite Ministries here, same time, 7 to 8 on Sunday. And we just want to say that we've had a tremendous time this day with you. And we desire that you come back and spend time with us. And of course, if this time is not a good time for you, we want to just invite you into the archives where you can go in and listen to the show and be blessed and learn more about what God is saying to his people. Learn how you too can be sustained, how you can have this keeping power, how you can have this joy and be able to say the joy of the Lord is where my strength is. Yeah, yeah, to just save one person. He came to save his people. Yes, yes. Many times the people, some of them are people who don't even know him. He desires to save them too. Yes, he's that kind of God. Yeah, yeah. So we just want to remind you again to just take time to learn more about God. Yeah, yeah. He's waiting. He's waiting for you to get to know him. Mm-hmm. Yes, he is. And don't forget what I said about Psalms 145, verse 18. And I said that the Lord is near. And he is. He's near to all who call upon him. And that's all you got to do is call upon him. Yeah. Lord, Father, God. And sometimes we don't know him by those names. Some of us, we don't know him. So if you just say the God that they say you are, he will still hear you too. Yeah, yeah. Because many times we all had to start at that place. Yeah, we all started at that place, not knowing God for ourselves. One of the people that are just really fresh with me right now is Ruth with Naomi. She didn't know Naomi's God. Yeah, but she got to know him. Isn't that something? So you got to start somewhere. And it's okay, because God is a God who wants you to start somewhere. Glory to God. So just be blessed in the Lord and be back here next week. Amen.